An intriguing conversation with Bittner Vineyards owner Ron Bittner as we wandered through his winery in Caldwell, Idaho. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.
16 was an awesome vintage, one of the biggest, best we've ever had. And now 17, is, a lot of the guys are having to go to Washington State to pick up their fruit. So it is what it is. It's farming. I just tell them it is what it is. You know?
How will you make up your production this year? Are you going to bring grapes in?
I won't. I've grown enough grapes in the past for 3,000 cases of wine. We always kept enough for ourselves for 1,500 cases, and I sell the rest. Our business plan all along has been a small family-owned winery, and we have one daughter and another one that helps us and a couple of people. So a lot of the guys are trying to expand. We're not. I'm fortunate. Over the years, I've kept a lot more red grapes in the barrels that were my own. And so we're just releasing our 2012 vintage. And so I've still got the 13, 14, a light 15, and a big 16. So maybe in 17 I'm out of business. I don't know. But we've got 4 years to plan. And there's a new planting down here. The Jay Vickers, Jay Hawkins owner, planted 32 acres of really high-end varietals. I don't know. If you go out, you should look at that vineyard down there. It's going to be one of the best in Idaho. So I'm going to be contracting with him in the next few years to get some of his grapes. But we're still going to stay in that 1,500 or 2,000 case production. We sell most of our wines out of our deck. We're in a few restaurants in the valley.
The Bittners also run a bed and breakfast on their property, which makes for a lovely stay. David Sparks, aginfo.net.